filled completely this first November day with Sausalito and sign language, canoe and coffee, ice cream and your wide eyes. And now, unable to sleep because the day is finally going home, because your sleep has locked me out. I watch you and wonder at you. I know your face by touch when it's dark. I feel a smile that isn't there. I know the profile of your sleeping face, the sound of you sleeping. Sometimes I think you are all sound, kicking free of covers, adjusting shutters, moving about in the bedroom, taking minutes of our precious time. I know the hills and the gullies of your body, the curves, the turns. I have total recall of you and Stanyan Street, because I knew it would be important later. It's quiet now. Only the clock, moving toward rejection tomorrow, breaks the stillness. There are golden apples to be picked, and green hills to climb, and meadows to run. When you're young, there are roaring rivers to be crossed, and bridges to build, and wild oats to sow. You grow, but later on the other side of time, the apples no longer taste sweet, bridges fall down, meadows turn brown as life falls apart in a little room.